The only reason that there's an assurance now is that I raised the issue after the department's allocations were announced, providing almost 1 million for all other islands off the coast except Donegal. Particularly galling for me, having visited the island with both Minister McHugh and the former Minister for the Gaelic, Minister Kane, when they visited the lighthouse and it was blatantly obvious that funding was required for this road, a big tourist attraction.
So you're saying then that Minister McHugh's assertion that there is no way that Donegal is being or has been excluded should be taken, in your view, with a pinch of salt?
But over the years, when announcements were made, they were made for the entire country and there was no segregation. Of course, the ministers, when they left the island, totally ignored any commitments which they gave. And the reason now is that it has been raised. And no one in the Gaelic communities can understand why the Donegal Islands have been ignored. So I do hope that there will be money coming. I have got all of the estimates from the department of the Gaeltacht. And if the roads are to be done in the Donegal Islands with BITMAC, it'll cost some 3.2 million. And if they're to be done with tar and chip, then 1.5 million. Now, we're not expecting to get all that, but we certainly expect that we should receive an amount pro rata with the rest of the country.